Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you.
Have you ever been curious what we're like behind the scene?
Well, pull a chair and find out on our brand new The Katie Sisters TV channel on YouTube. It's full of awesome tips about apartment investing, paying less taxes legally, and finding financial freedom.
And like never before, you actually get to see how we make real life magic happens for our passive investor.
Once you're there, don't forget to click the like, subscribe, and hit the bell icon.
Again, that's The Katie Sisters TV on YouTube.
Life's a mountain, never smooth, a journey with bumps and grooves.
We learn to adjust and pivot and conquer each challenge with spirit.
Hey guys, so if you were to ask Nan and me what we've learned from the past 4.5 years that we've been investing in multifamily apartments, we'd probably say the biggest lesson is that buckle up because it's going to be a bumpy ride.
Hey, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we make the Katie Sisters. We are apartment syndication experts, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors.
10 years ago, we made a change in our financial futures by ditching the 9-to-5.
Discovered the joy and security in making money while we sleep. We made this podcast to help high-level entrepreneurs secure their financial future while paying virtually zero tax by utilizing apartment syndication. And we're going to show you how.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom for the lifestyle you deserve.
Yeah, so what has it been like in the last 4.5 years, right? Seriously, we thought we were just cruising along just fine, and bam, the pandemic happened. Then bam, inflation, recession, you name it, we've probably experienced it.
Yep, we used to think that investing in multifamily apartment was like taking a leisure drive through the countryside on a sunny day. Cute, right?
Yeah, leisure with our drinks, of course. But now that we've been in it for a while, we know that it's more like a roller coaster ride that never ends.
Yep, one minute you're up and the next minute you're plummeting down faster than a lead balloon.
We're not saying this is scary, we're just gonna be real with you guys.
But you guys know what? Despite all the ups and downs, we wouldn't have it in any other way. So, let's get into it. For real, Palm, every time we hit a rough patch, we learn something new. We become better investors, better problem solvers, and better partners to the people we work with.
So yeah, there may not be the thing as like a smooth ride in multifamily investing, but it's okay because the twists and turns that makes the journey so thrilling, right? Who knows, maybe our next bump on the road may be the one that leads us to our biggest success yet.
Yeah, it's probably going to be the one that leads us there. We see these bumps as opportunities, right? Opportunities to learn, grow, and improve our investment games.
You never know, these hurdles might just be the key to our future success.
So don't be scared of a little turbulence. Buckle up, enjoy the ride, and take it all in stride.
Because when it comes to investing in multifamily apartments, we know one thing for sure, it's never boring.
Not at all, it's not boring, right? So now is not a time to give up on your dream of 10xing your wealth, creating that passive income stream, or achieving financial freedom.
No way. Instead of letting these outside factors control your destiny, why don't we focus on the things that we control? You know, the variables that are 100% in our hands.
Are you a passive investor or a general partner in multifamily apartment game? Right? Well, listen up because either way, this episode is for you.
If you're a passive investor, it's all about finding the right deals and the general partners that checks off all the boxes.
And what are those boxes, you ask? Well, we're talking about things like a proven track record, solid financials, and experienced operators who know how to navigate the ups and downs of the market.
Do your due diligence and invest wisely.
Now, if you're a general partner, it's all about taking action to mitigate any potential rough road ahead. And trust us, there will be bumps in the road. That's just given.
Yeah, absolutely. But the key is to be proactive and have a plan in place to deal with any challenges that may arise.
Stay on top of market trends, build a kick-ass team of experts, and communicate transparently with your passive investors.
With these steps in place, you'll be able to weather any storm that comes your way.
Great point, Pom. So whether you're a passive investor or a general partner, just remember this. There are always things you can do to make your multifamily apartment investing journey a little easier.
Here are the list in no particular order of the things you should do in order to stack the odds in favor of a great investment outcome.
And hey, as always, there's risk to any investment. Please consult your professionals, your team of legal, and your financial professionals before making any investment decisions.
Honesty, 100% of the time.
We love this first one. Honesty, always.
That might seem like a total no-brainer, but when it comes to multifamily apartments, it's all about the relationships between the general partners, GPs, and the limited partners, LPs.
And let us tell you, that relationship is built on some seriously important stuff, like trust, integrity, and a shared vision of success.
As the general partner overseeing the operations, it's crucial to keep things on the up and up. That means maintaining the highest level of honesty and transparency with both LPs and yourself.
By doing so, you're ensuring that your LPs' hard-earned investment are being safeguarded and that the partnership is thriving in a healthy environment.
Yeah, I mean, listen, at the end of the day, it's all about doing right by your investors.
For sure, Pom, passive investor, they put their faith and their money in your hands, and it's up to you to make sure that you're doing everything in your power to make their investment a success.
So be honest, be transparent, and always keep a shared vision of success in mind, as well as your duty to act in the best interest of the LPs.
To make sure things are running smoothly, GP needs to be providing accurate and timely information to the LPs, aka passive investor, about how the property is performing, the financials, and any potential risks or opportunities that might be coming up.
Yeah, but it's about not about providing the information. It's about being transparent. The good, the bad, the ugly, right?
By being forthright about the state of the investment, the GP is showing a real commitment to act in the best interest of the LPs and the project as a whole.
Taking the time to reflect on your own performance and seek feedback from others will make a huge difference.
In fact, being honest with yourselves means recognizing when it's time to bring in outside helps that has more expertise or resources.
Maybe you're not an expert in a particular area, or you need help on a specific task.
By acknowledging these limitations, you can take steps to address them and ensure that the project is being managed to the highest possible standards.
So to all the GPs out there, don't forget to be honest with yourself.
Definitely, right? Take the time to reflect on your own performance, seek feedback when necessary, and recognize when it's time to bring in outside help.
At the end of the day, the success of the project is ultimately linked to the GP's ability to make sound decisions, manage the property effectively, and bring in experts when you need help.
By prioritizing the LP's interests and taking an ethical approach to all aspects of venture, the general partners can build a strong and lasting partnership that benefits everyone involved and contribute to our long-term success, which is everyone's ultimate goal.
Next up, we're going to let you in on a little secret. Teamworks makes the dream works, especially in the multifamily apartment industry.
It's all about collaborating with a diverse and experienced team to bring in the best result.
You might be thinking that you can handle everything on your own, but it's always better to have a team of experts with different skill sets working towards the same goals.
This ensures that every aspect of the project is covered and that there's no room for error.
Plus, bouncing ideas off of each other leads to creative solutions that you may not have thought of on your own. So don't be a one-man show, don't be a one-woman show. Embrace collaboration and build a winning investment team.
Multifamily apartment investment, especially those approaching $100 million threshold, demand a diverse range of skills and, of course, knowledge in areas such as property and asset management,
financial analysis, legal compliance, regulatory requirements, and marketing. When it comes to investing in properties, it's crucial to be careful and take time to evaluate each potential investment thoroughly.
You don't want to make any hasty decisions and end up overpaying for a property that has significant issues.
Overpaying for a problematic property can lead to all sorts of headaches and can be challenging to turn things around once the investment's made. This is why it's so important to exercise caution and due diligence to ensure that you're making a sound investment decision that will lead to a yield of a positive return in the long run. So, what makes a bad property? Well, bad. When it comes to a potential property that you're looking to invest in, it's important to keep your eyes out for things that may have unfavorable characteristics.
For example, a less than ideal location or outdated amenities, significant deferred maintenance, or a history of low occupancy rates can all be red flags.
Nan and I have been around the blocks a few times when it comes to multifamily apartment investing, and we want to emphasize that operational excellence is more important than ever in the 2020s.
Absolutely. If you want your investment to succeed, you need to make sure everything is running like a well-oiled machine.
In today's investment landscape, it's becoming increasingly apparent that general partners who have been careless in their approach by relying solely on market forces may face significant challenges.
With market dynamics in a constant state of flux, depending only on external forces is a risky proposition that could put their limited partner's investment in jeopardy.
Instead, to focus on successful multifamily investing, it's important to prioritize proactive, efficient operations instead of relying solely on market forces.
This involves paying attention to strategic property management, making regular maintenance and improvements, creating effective marketing plans, and building positive relationships with tenants.
By continuing monitoring and improving operational, general partners can create exciting atmosphere of development that ultimately leads to increased property value and high returns for investors. Now, that's a win-win proposition.
On top of everything we just talked about, to make sure your multifamily apartment investment thrives, it's crucial to keep communication flowing freely among everyone involved.
This creates an environment of trust, openness, and teamwork, and involves regular communication between the general partners, GPs, and limited partners, LPs, property managers, tenants, etc.
By getting to know your partners and understand their unique perspectives, needs, and expertise, you can strengthen your relationship and ensure that everyone is working towards the same goal.
Ultimately, this leads to more successful and satisfying projects for all involved.
If you're thinking about including private equity in the capital stack of your multifamily apartment investment, there are some important things you need to know to keep in mind.
While it can be a valuable source of capital for some, you should carefully consider the potential risk and implications before making a decision.
Well, Palm, one thing to keep in mind is that private equity firms often seek higher returns on their investment and may use more aggressive strategies to achieve those returns.
This can lead to additional risk for limited partners, LPs, in a syndication.
Imagine you're holding a cannon and you're about to add the gunpowder to it, and that's how you feel when you bring in the private equity into a multifamily apartment investment.
That's a great analogy. It's like you're adding volatile element that can increase the stakes and intensify the pressure to deliver higher returns. This can lead to more daring investment strategies, but also can increase the likelihood that the deal is going to go south.
On top of that, private equity firms can sometimes wield a lot of power in the investment structure, putting limited partners, the LP investors, at a disadvantage when things get tough.
This means that the private equity firm may have the ability to steamroll over the LPs or make decisions that favor their own interests over those of the LPs.
It's like giving the fox control of the hen house. Not a good situation to be in.
Yeah, similarly, giving Homer Simpson the key to a donut shop, also not a good idea.
Not good. Giving these potential risks is crucial for investors considering a syndication with private equity involvement to carefully weigh the pros and the cons before making a decision. For us, the Kitty Sisters, the potential risks associated with private equity involvement may outweigh any potential benefits.
Well, that's it for us today. Thanks so much for tuning all the way to the end. We hope that you learned a thing or two, maybe pause to think a couple of times, or maybe even did a little self-reflection.
We love spending this time with you guys, so thank you for letting us be part of your day and your investing journey.
For more, please check out our other episodes.
Until next time, cash flow multipliers.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.